The Hayes Community Theater is set to present The Wizard of Oz later this week. Director Wendy Richmeyer stops by to share some of the details on this episode of The Post Podcast.
I am excited. This is a great week. Can't wait.
I bet. Yeah, we talked. I talked a little bit about this earlier on the show. That your production's coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Love that. So that's why you're here joining us today. We're going to talk about a little bit about this show, The Wizard of Oz. I think everybody knows the classic story, right? The movie's kind of what everybody's mind I think goes to back in the 40s.
Yeah, back in the 40s. It's very similar. We start out in the black and white mindset, and then we go to the vivid color when Dorothy lands in Munchkinland, and through her adventure in Munchkinland to see the wizard to get back home, and then it goes back to our black and white as we did in the movie. There's some similarities. There are some differences. It is stage acting, but super excited. We have a lot of great talent that has come back to theater. This has been the summer to participate again, so it is great.
Love to hear that. So, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about some of the differences in this. Well, first off, is this a straight theater production, or is there some music in this one?
This is a musical. This is very similar to the show. It is music from beginning to end. There is a lot of acting. We have our characters there that are doing a fabulous job portraying the Tin Man, the Lion, the Scarecrow, Dorothy, Glinda, everything. They're doing a great job. Super excited.
Awesome. Yeah, you said some of the folks have returned here. You want to tell us or share with us maybe the lineup?
Sure, the lineup. Addie Brühl is our Dorothy. And we have Travis Grizel is our Lion. David Koshel is our Scarecrow. Lane Worth, this is his first production with Hayes Community Theater. I've worked with him at TMP. He is our Tin Man. Claire Nickerson, she is one of the librarians at Fort Hayes. She's our Glinda. And we have kids of all ages that have come back.
You got to love that.
Oh, it is great.
Now, I just imagine that working with those kids has got to be, because just the energy. I mean, everybody's got good energy on stage, but kids, there's something there.
You can't help but smile, right?
Exactly. Well, cool. And a couple of names I recognize in there. Travis, he's joined us on the show a few times. I think he's directed a few of these shows in the past. Of course, he does work over there at TMP as well.
He has. His wife is playing the Wicked Witch. She has one heck of a cackle. It's pretty awesome. It's a great show.
Very cool. And again, so it's coming up this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right?
Yes, sir.
If people are interested in picking up some tickets or getting more information, what's the easiest way for them to do so?
You can visit our website at hct.com. You can purchase tickets there. If you do them online, you can pick your seat. If you wait till the day of the show, then it will be best seat available. All tickets are $15. Curtain opens at 7 o'clock, so that means we'd like to have you in your seat before that. I did want to give a plug out. Tisa Mason's little dog is our Toto.
Oh, neat.
And that was the beginning challenge of Wendy, we want you to use a live dog, and never used a live animal before, but I'll tell you what, it is so fun having her on stage and the support that Fort Hayes has given. It's going to be a great show. I really hope everybody comes out. It's a great family event, a great time to get out for a Saturday, Friday, Thursday night, evening, do something fun.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the family-friendly piece on this. So what I love about the productions, the Hayes Community Theater, of course, and the schools in the area and the other groups that do performing kind of arts things and bring those to the community for us, it's always an attitude or an atmosphere that it's not pretentious, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's very much organized for the community, by the community, and I love that. And I imagine this show is going to be in that same vein, right?
You are spot on, yes. We try to remember that, and we want everybody of all ages to attend. We are a community theater, and that's what we do, is we produce our shows for our community to come enjoy. This is a nostalgic show. You know, we want to keep it as close to The Wizard of Oz that everybody knows and loves as much as possible. Of course, it is theater. We have some limitations, but when we can put an amazing show out there that everybody knows and loves, super excited.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
You know, for people that are out there listening and maybe have that itch and they're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, that always sounded like a lot of fun, but I've never wanted to get involved. How do they do so? How do they take that first leap? I don't know, I think about like me. I've never done anything on stage performance-wise, or in this regard anyway. Music stuff's different, but I always think like that would be such a cool thing, even just like to be a, you know, in the background.
Yeah. You know, always keep in mind, parts of theater are not just the performing. It takes all hands on deck to build set, to paint set, to create the set, to create costuming, to put costuming together, to create props, to just move things around on stage, to work sound, to work lights. The best thing to do if you want to give it a try is check out our website, hct.com, and then also go to our Facebook page, Twitter. We're out there everywhere. We have a reach out email. Give us a shout. Someone will get back to you. Or just show up at one of our productions. Talk to one of our stage crew or one of our directors or one of our board members.
Yeah, and there is a pretty big group of people, especially on the board, I think about. And of course, all of the people that are involved in the productions. But
there are. Our board members are on this show, all hands on deck, all in. My assistant director is Gene Stramel. He's on the board. Our Cowardly Lion, our guard, our gate guard at the Land of Oz, our wizard, our costumers. It is all hands on deck. They're all board members. One of our set design builders is a board member. You know, we have everybody joining in on this show. And that's what makes it so great for me, getting to direct this show, is everybody that is involved.
Very neat. You know, Wendy, you've directed some productions with the Hayes Community Theater before, right? This isn't your first go-around?
No, this is not my first go-around. I've been directing the Children's Community Theater that Hayes Community Theater started 8 years ago. I've been the director of that until this year. I'm doing the big show, so I'm taking a little break. I'm not doing the children's show this year. But I've also assisted in other productions with Hayes Community Theater and been in productions.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another thing that I love about the Hayes Community Theater in particular is that it seems like they kind of change jobs, they shift around, and everybody gets involved and stays involved. But it's okay, I'm going to do it there and I'm going to do it there. And again, there's no pretension to it. It's all just kind of like for the good of the community.
You are absolutely right. The thing that I love about community theater is we are here for the community. Not everybody can be in a business organization or in a shotgun club, but we have a place for anyone and everyone that wants to do something or be part of a production or something for our community.
Very cool. And again, yeah, and you, as you mentioned, it's not just actors on stage. And I've had some friends over the years that have done the sound kind of things and the lights and all those technical things. And what a cool opportunity, too, to get your hands on some experience there. Where else would you be able to do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a lot of in-venue productions, too, which are smaller, you know, just one weekend, couple of days. We have dinner shows, mystery theaters. We have comedy nights. We have a lot of in-venue stuff that is a lot of fun for anyone and everyone.
Love that. Hey, you mentioned it. I wonder if you want to speak a little bit about what's coming down the pike for the community theater.
Well, they just did auditions for the children's production Rats. I believe Cheryl Glassman will have that information out there as far as casting when that's going to happen. We have Hayes City Haunted Tours, which we've done for several years.
Those are always a blast.
Oh, they're amazing. I love them. I've been doing them since day one. We have comedy nights. They're getting ready for another production. I believe it's going to be at the Fox, Mermaids.
Hmm.
I was told that might be a rumor. We have a lot of things coming up.
Very cool. And again, you can find out about all that. You guys do a great job on the website, right? HCTKS.com?
HCTKS.com. Yeah. Check us out.
Yeah. Well, Wendy, we've got just about a minute or so left. Anything else you want to share with the community or before we go?
I just want to give a shout out to everybody that has taken part of this production in any aspect. Building, designing, on stage, backstage. It takes a lot to put a show together. It's not just one person sitting in a chair shouting out, do this, do that. It is, they have to have their hearts in it. And this has been a great production. I hope everybody comes out to see everybody's heart that's been in this show.
Absolutely. Again, you can get tickets on the website. $15 at the, on the website.
Yes, $15 on the website, $15 at the door. If you purchase through the website, you can pick your seat. If it's at the door, it's best seat available.
Very good. And again, at Beach Schmidt Performing Arts Center.
Beautiful Beach Schmidt.